Zach.
What's up?
Got it.
I have my headphones plugged in. It's still
Going through the. Wow. Well, you know, you can't really be too surprised anymore about this.
This is a perfect way to kick this episode off because this is. I just wanted to talk to you about what happened yesterday and let the audience know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, we were bringing you.
Let's get right into it.
We recorded the SEO show last night with data specialist Evan Rogers, our friend Anna. It was a great conversation with four friends just chatting about what's going on trending. And after our recording ended, which was well over an hour, I know you left.
How long did you guys go after I left?
We went a long time. Look, it was pretty fun, though. I mean, I was having a good time. But
The stew?
The stew was a good time. The after show was good. But then after it, the recording never showed up. That's right. A 2-hour long conversation lost. Thanks, Anchor.
Yeah, I'm assuming that one's somehow down with... you can probably find that at the center of the ocean somewhere around where the...
Mariana Trench?
No. God, what is the fucking... that one, like, airline that they never found. Like,
Yeah,
it's somehow Anchor cut the line and dropped it into the fucking center of the abyss.
I've been informed that it was not Anchor. They did have downtime, like server downtime yesterday, but they said it wasn't during the time we were recording, so they don't know. They don't know. And they said that their group calls are done through a third party service, like some other service just does the recordings and sort of sends them to them, I guess.
Right.
They're checking to see if they can get it back, but I'm like not optimistic. I mean,
no.
Folks, if you're listening right now, maybe you're in the future. If you see another episode on this channel that's basically about David Dobrik and Liza Koshy, that's like the title. I think that was the clickbait I was going to go for. Then we saved it. But if not, which I think is going to happen, it's lost forever. And it was a great combo. Honestly, a great combo.
Yeah, it was good.
So it's kind of like it's hard to trust Anchor anymore. Like,
yeah,
we could be having a long 45-minute combo, a good combo that we're like, wow, this is great. And it might be just a regular phone call, you know? I mean, in some ways it's sad that I'm sad that it wasn't recorded and that I can't just be happy about having a good conversation. But on the other hand,
Pissed. I'm annoyed as shit. What I'm thinking is I was talking about getting off the Anchor platform and like we were triggered again, once again.
Yep, I know. Anchor does hate us. They want us off, but they can't officially remove us. There's just these little transgressions that they keep putting in front of us that sort of nudge us off the platform. We don't want to leave, but they're sort of making us leave.
Yeah. I don't want to give them the satisfaction, but at the same time, I want to maybe move over and continue to talk shit.
Unfortunately, I just don't know any other platform that records group calls like this.
Yeah, that's the real trick.
I haven't looked into it, but I'm almost positive there isn't. Like, that's kind of like what's unique about them.
So, basically, if you want to know what happened yesterday, just go on Google Trends and, you know, just kind of have your own opinion, I guess. I don't know. I guess you guys are going to have to do you have your own little SEO show by yourself.
Just go on Google Trends. We talked about Liza Koshy and David Dobrik breaking up.
We have like 3 intros, I guess. You can post those. I'm sure those.
No, those didn't come back either.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's right. All 3 recordings we made at that time
there was,
were lost.
There was 2 separate... Those were like 15-minute conversations. Like, that's nothing you need to fucking lose. Like, what?
Yeah. Right.
What the hell?
I know.
Like,
It's hard to trust them.
It's... I mean, it's... is your anchor up to date? I mean, because you have like the main.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, do you even think this conversation is going to be saved? That's the question.
I think it probably will.
I think probably too, but.
I mean, we never have usually any issues when it's just two people. That's the thing. I really think that it's multiple people that's fucking it up.
Well, that's the first time it's ever lost anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, I really did trust him completely. Like, that was the good thing about recording on here. I was like, well, if I'm recording a podcast on my own, like, I've recorded videos before where you record the whole thing and then you realize you weren't recording. You know, you've experienced that, too, where you're recording a video. Like, when we were shooting a video one time, you realize, like, oh, fuck, that whole interview is lost because I wasn't actually recording. And that's devastating. But I really liked it that we could do this, and I was, like, kind of, like, guaranteed that whatever we did was recorded. Somebody else was doing it. It was kind of automatic. I couldn't. Now I'm, like, it's, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
I've lost faith in them.
I don't know. I really don't have anything to say because I'm just really annoyed. I mean, we're not going to recreate that episode. That's just not going to happen.
We probably will. Like, looking back on it, everything I talked about, we talked about Kanye and how, like, his whole obsession with, like, just like speaking freely without any like thinking about anybody else's thoughts. And I feel like that is something we've talked about with like Casey Neistat, the like do it now attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so we've talked, it was some themes that we talked about before. Yeah. Honestly, we got deep on some, like when you left, like Evan talked about how he was being Twitter harassed a lot for having a blue check and defending somebody who was trying to say fag. And say it's okay to say fag, and he's like, "Nah, I don't think so." And then he got attacked on Twitter.
He was gonna get to that when I wanted to hear what he had to say, but I never got to hear what he had to say. Well, I would have loved to hear it. It would have been great to listen to that back, but you know,
yeah. I guess not. But yeah, I just want to apologize to the audience. You know, you expected an SEO show today. We said last SEO show that we were gonna do it on Tuesdays, publish on Wednesdays. It's Wednesday. No episode, thanks to Anchor.
Yeah, I want to send out to my apologies to Tree and Daryl. This does not reflect our. I guess standards. It doesn't reflect. Yeah, it doesn't reflect. That's All Folks or Zach Show Live. We have very high standards, and
this is a family business.
Yeah, we don't, you know, we kind of are more kind of a farm to table kind of program. And
kind of a bespoke, pun intended.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a real shame,
and a shame, Frank. I think Anchor's embarrassed.
I mean, it's pretty fucking embarrassing. I mean, if this happened to Casey Neistat, there would be issues.
Well, Casey Neistat doesn't record on the platform. They record like separately and just upload it.
Right. But
because they actually want it to get onto the internet.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If they were to use Anchor's tools, there's a good chance it would be lost. Nah, JK. That was the first loss, for real, though.
Yeah.
Other than just, like, bugs during phone calls.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, buggy connection, which is, like, I understand that. But, like, I don't know. I hope it's on a server somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it'd be that hard to locate it. You know what I mean? I really don't know, but I mean, I feel like it would just be tagged under your name, and like,
think.
Yeah, like we know exactly what time it was that we did it.
Yeah,
you can do a little fucking scrolling and be like, oh, here it is. Okay, like just fucking drop,
maybe
shoot it over on Dropbox. I mean, honestly, Anchor, just send us the audio file because we're not posting on Anchor.
I also post on Anchor, but
but we'll make sure to advise everyone that
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because they're like a new company, you know, like it's just, it is tough, but like now in the future, when I'm recording anything, I'm always going to have it in the back of my mind. Like this might be lost. Like this might not be anything.
Yeah. I don't like
which
that.
Which is like the Anchor probably doesn't want that.
No.
You don't want your users thinking that like
I want
recording a podcast and actually it's just a regular phone call.
Yeah. I mean, we might as well just have regular phone calls now. It's like, hey guys, now this... you may or may not ever hear this because it might just not get recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm hoping that they're going to be able to solve it. I had to hold myself back from having a really nasty tweet. I know.
Well, we got to give him some time to recover it.
I know. You got an inside man. I don't want to throw too much shade out, but I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling pretty shady.
Yeah, me too.
I want to throw some shade because I feel like I just got a fucking bad sunburn. I got no aloe. Sitting over here roasting.
It really sucks, but you know, and thanks to the listeners for sticking in there. We're gonna have Science Friday or Science Thursday tomorrow, and we'll hopefully it won't get lost. If they lose Science Thursday, then they've lost a customer, and they're gonna lose my money that I'm not paying them.
Yeah,
lose a customer on their free service.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will say that it was nice having Daryl on the show. He was a nice mm-hmm. addition. He definitely has a different kind of a personality.
Yeah,
which was helpful.
Yeah, and he brought a few like analytic insights to certain trending topics.
Yeah, I was interested to hear.
That was what I was hoping for, and it happened.
Nah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm just on the griddle now, making pancakes.
Nice. Yeah. Well, are you working or you done?
Yeah. Here? I'm done.
You're working for your dude.
Yeah, I have to make a tutorial on how to edit 101.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we're getting a new roommate. I've had to like screen all these fucking people. I put a Craigslist ad up and I'm just getting fucking mm-hmm. texts left and right. It's actually really annoying. It's like, this is why I'm like, wow, I don't like texting. Like, and I feel like I'm texting like 12 fucking people. It's ridiculous. But I'm like, it's kind of fun because like I'm basically like people are like, oh, I'm interested, whatever. And I'm like, okay, like send me something about yourself and like send me your like and your social media links. Like, so we're just like screening all these people, which that's kind of fun because like they'll give me a link and I'll go through it. I'll look and I'm like, nope.
You just like, you just judge people right off the bat. What's a red flag that you've seen so far that you're like, nah, not gonna work?
I don't know. If you just look through, I don't know, you just see what kind of shit they post. I mean, I've been looking like mainly, I mean, just on like Instagram, and I mean, I don't know, you can tell like if someone's cool or not, I guess.
Are you thinking about the way that your Instagram looks and whether or not someone would think you were cool looking at your page now? Like, go look at your page.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I realize that not everyone, like, posts, like, the same shit, but...
I don't know, you can definitely tell, like, what kind of a person someone is by what they post and, like, what they, like, have, like, their shit titled as. I mean, you can kind of get it, like, a vibe, like, for what...
If someone's using a lot of hashtags on Instagram, is that a good or bad or neutral sign?
That really depends. But I don't know. We just want someone that's like, we know it's going to pay their rent and like, isn't going to be like, basically pretty low key, because I mean, we're all pretty like laid back, and like, I mean, everyone, we're just like, it's kind of just like a stoner house for the most part. And also, like, we were making sure, we want to make sure people are clean and shit like that. Like, I don't want someone that's just like gross.
Have you seen any people that look dirty?
No, I guess not, but I mean, we in our post, we said, like, we want you to be clean, so I feel like people are, like, making it a point to say, yeah, I'm very organized, and, like, yeah, bullshit, like, yeah.
I would say I'm not clean. Like, I would tell people if I was getting into a roommate scenario, I'd be like, yeah, I'm clean, because I'm pretty, I can clean. But yeah, am but I naturally not... clean? No.
Are you, but
am
yeah.
I smelly?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I feel like you...
I got in trouble.
Can recognize whenever you're,
when I'm the room smelly,
or whenever you're dirt, whenever you're being, whenever you're like you have, I don't know, like if you have like a fucking, I'm so pissed about this fucking podcast that we lost it.
Nah, I'm just saying, like last year, I was living with Jason, and everyone got kind of mad that I would wake up and cook breakfast every day. And they didn't like the smell of my peppers and onions on the pan. They said it would stink up the whole house. And it's like, well,
really?
I'm just fucking eating healthy. I'm sorry. Like, I mean,
maybe it was the onions. Like, what are they? Just like bell peppers?
It was like bell peppers, onions, maybe like some poblano peppers.
I mean, you can't be mad about that. I don't think that's just food. I mean, like,
I think they did. They weren't really mad about it, but they were like,
what time were you doing this at? Like 5 a.m?
No, this was at like 11 a.m.
That's weird.
I would say like, that's where I started to, so I was like, I don't feel like I'm a smelly person, but I guess I do emit smells that people are angry about. But there was like a lot of like passive aggressive things, like this really smells strong every morning. I could smell it from my up in my room. It's like, oh fuck.
I don't really know if you could be mad about that.
That's why you couldn't be straight up mad. Like if somebody stinks, you can be like, you stink. You can't say that, but you have to be like, it's like unreasonable. But like, I guess you really cooking pungent food. Like, is that allowed? If your roommate was a pungent food cooker, I honestly like that.
I don't mind that at all. I mean, I think certain foods are more aggressive as far as like smells. Like, I mean, some people, like, I don't know. Like, I've heard people say, like, you know, they had neighbors that like were always cooking like Indian food, and it's like aggressively like pungent.
I love that. I love when neighbors cook foods. I mean, I've smelled some bad ones every once in a while, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, I like those smells, I think, but I'm kind of, I mean, we all cook, but I would say that I probably emit the most cooking aromas.
Speaking of, these little sizzle from a pancake in the pan.
Hell yeah.
I'm making some buckwheat pancakes right now.
Buckwheat?
With a little bit of cinnamon in them. Yeah. Buckwheat, I heard it has like, it's like pancakes are not really that good for you, right? Like, it's just fucking a dessert.
Yeah, it's like cake.
I heard buckwheat has some nutrients in it, so it's not like eating nothing. It's somewhat substantial.
Buckwheat, more like it.
Anything you want to talk about before we end it? I just wanted to pop in and tell the audience that SEO show did happen, and it was pretty incredible, and we lost it.
I mean, I don't really want to add anything other than, I don't know.
If we get it back,
it
just sucks. I'll delete this episode.
It was a good episode. It's a huge bummer. I'm mostly mad because the fact that we got both Daryl and Tree on.
Yeah.
And I feel more bad. I feel worse for them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can crank out a podcast anytime, but can I crank out a podcast with three other people anytime?
People.
Maybe only once or twice a week. So.
Yeah. They they work a lot more than, like, we both work from home, so we have a lot of flexible time, but they're busy people going into offices all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got them.
Yeah.
Do you think that anybody, like, if we said, hey, Evan, hey, Hannah, we're just going to do a regular group call later, not record it. We just want to have a nice phone call. Nobody would make time in their schedule to do it, would they? To just have a combo? Like, speaking of, like, Apple rumors, like, Apple is going to have group calling now, like, for FaceTime. Like, that's one of the big updates, is up to 32 people, I believe, in a single call.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot. But do you think, like, my question was, like, do you think, I don't know if people want group calling. Like, I don't know. But, and, like, also, like, do you think that we could ever have an hour or 2 hour long conversation with a bunch of friends over the phone ever?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the only reason we had such good conversation is because we were under the impression that we were recording a podcast. And now that it's not recorded, now that it's just a phone call because they lost the audio, I'm kind of bummed about it. But I'm also like, I don't know if we would have had that conversation otherwise. And it was a good conversation. So I'm kind of like also a bit sad about the idea that nobody will just have a nice conversation unless it's like recorded, like unless they're on, like, it's like a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I know what you mean more so because we don't really talk that much other than on podcasts.
Other than a podcast, yeah. If you're listening,
I mean,
I also see
you in real life more than most anyone. So,
yeah. But lately, I haven't been over your house a lot, and so really, if you listen to between this podcast and Zach's show live, like, you pretty much heard all of the dialogue that we've had. Not all of it, but like I'd say 80% to 70% maybe.
Yeah, that's a good percentage. I'd agree with that.
But yeah, so like I'm sad about it, but it also made me realize, like, I don't know, do we need to somehow organize just like nice phone calls? And do you think
people don't want to have phone calls? I really don't think that people want to have phone calls. Like, I don't talk to even my friends. Like, I don't talk to them on the phone ever.
I know, right? But I think phone calls are so nice. Do you remember the days of phone calls before, like, the internet?
I do.
I would have long phone calls with my friends. Like, when we moved to Florida from Ohio, my friends would call me from Ohio, and I would talk on the phone for like an hour, I think. Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I still do every once in a while have like a long hour, 2 hour phone call with like my good friends, but it's rare and like it's getting less and less as like my friends have like gotten into like serious relationships and like they just don't really, we just don't talk that much. Like specifically, like, one of my friends, like, he'll have a girlfriend and I won't hear from him, but then when he doesn't have a girlfriend, I'll talk to him like every week.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think I can't think of the last long phone call I've had.
Yeah, I mean, the last phone call you had was probably with, like, Papa or Grandpa.
Just, like, just a relative, yeah. Just, like, you have to. But I think, like, oh, well, I see him on Instagram. Like, I see them on social media. But it's definitely, like, I don't want to be a person that's like, social media is not real. But it's, like, there is something way different about having a phone call. Like, it's way different. It's a whole different kind. Like, pictures are nothing. Like an Instagram post is nothing.
You don't have time to like think about the right thing to say.
Yeah.
Or like how like people will be affected by that.
Yeah, we were talking
more
about
raw. I mean,
yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
You kind of got off the rails a little bit and Daryl had to pull you back in.
Yeah, true. I got a little bit yay.
Yeah. On the one hand, it's almost good that we lost that, because we could have been catching a lot of flack.
Mm-hmm. But we were saying this yesterday, is like, there is something nice about, like, unfiltered, like, yeah, on the internet, there's like this, especially on Twitter, there's this idea that you should just like be impulsive, just post whatever you want and do whatever you want. But then on the other hand, it's like, we know that we're taking time to compose these little boxes of text. Like, we're thinking about what we're going to say beforehand. And so it is very the opposite of impulsive. But on the phone call, yeah, it's really just like they say something and you have to say something right after. So it's right off the dome, and it might not
straight
be
right. Straight off the nut.
Straight off the nut, and it's different. So I wonder, yeah, I do wonder about how, if people are talking in long conversations less, or if we ever did, really.
Yeah.
I imagine we did.
We need to get Nana on Anchor. I think she'd be pretty psyched. I know mom said she's trying to get an Anchor, she said.
So she'd be pretty good at Anchor.
She'd like it. I mean, mom, she'll talk for hours.
Yeah. One thing she always did that I noticed is she was like, she's always on the phone with all of her friends. She has like, I don't know, seemed like she had, when we were growing up, like 10 friends that she would just.
I'd say maybe jump. Like 4 or 5.
Well, yeah, 4 or 5 good ones, but then, like, the expanded network would go to 10 sometimes. I feel like more people would come in sometimes, but I would hear
maybe
the same.
More back in the day. I don't remember.
But it was, like, every day she would be just sitting in the chair, calling these couple people and telling the same stories, like, 4 times in a row. Like, whatever was the funniest thing that one of us did that day, like, say you were on your bike and you fell off and your tooth was bleeding or something like that. Something happened that day. That's like the biggest story of her day. We would hear her retell that same story 4 different times, almost the exact same way, right?
Yeah.
Like with the same sort of like, and then.
And same inflections.
And, yeah, same. And it was pretty funny. Like,
yeah, I do remember kind of listening to her tell the stories and then just like telling it, like as she's saying it, like, you know, yeah, like mirroring, like how it's going to come out.
Yeah. Because we would hear the first like 2 times she said it, so we memorized her story, and then we would make fun of her when she was saying it the 3rd time, the exact same way. But yeah, she would be good at Anchor. She wasn't bad. I would say like she was a pretty good storyteller. It seemed like it was a good time to be on the phone with her for her friends. So I think she would be good at Anchor.
Let's send if we could send her the app and Nana too. Nana would be pretty. She'd be pretty psyched.
Yeah, I'd love to hear their podcast.
they'd be cranking out content for sure.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do that, and maybe the episode coming up here, we'll have either our mom or grandma on here if anybody's interested in that.
All right.
Do you want to end it now?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do a classic Zach Show live move. This is just a normal phone call now. This is the end of the podcast. If you guys want to listen, go ahead. But it's just a normal podcast or a normal phone call now. Yeah. You want to do anything today?
I don't know. I mean, aren't you editing?
Yeah, I'm working. This is like the first. I kind of just have to figure out how to make a tutorial video. Like capture my screen and audio and all those. I don't know if you've ever seen a tutorial where like if you click like a letter on your keyboard, it like shows up on your screen so that the people know what letter you hit. Yeah, I just need to figure out all that stuff, and then I need to educate myself on making tutorials, how people do it.
Yeah, and get that like fucking thing on the mouse that does like the little fucking like.
Yeah, like every click, time you click, yeah. It's like shows a circle around it. Yeah, stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, yeah, I'm fucking working. I mean, I would, there's not shit to do, but I need the hours like bad because next week I'm going to Cleveland, and I know that I'm not going to work as much for those 2 weeks I'm there. Yeah, so I gotta get some hours, but I don't know. I'm fucking, yeah, I don't know. I want to, I don't know. Maybe I'll come over.
Maybe we might be going to just like Griffith Park to do a hike later if you want to. If you don't need us there.
I kind of needed it.
I do kind of want to move a little bit at some point.
Yeah, we got our new, I mean, we had like our maybe new roommate come over last night, and like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, both Connor and Adam were like, they didn't want a girl roommate, and I'm just like, I mean, I was like, I really don't care, but like, they were like, yeah, like, I don't know. And, like, also, she does have to share a bathroom with me and Connor, which is, like...
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I feel like we gotta make these steps in our society now.
I know.
I mean, it might be a little bit... I'm not gonna say it's not gonna be a little bit hard or a little bit weird.
I mean, at first. I mean, it would be fucking weird and hard at first with anyone.
But I feel like as long as we keep putting up those, like... barriers, like, oh, we can't have a girl room, we can't share a bathroom, like, then society's never gonna move forward. You gotta do your part.
Well, they've never had like female roommates before, like I have, and like I'm just like, it's I mean, it could, you can have a douchey guy roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know, but yeah, so this girl came over and She's pretty cool, and like everyone was like, yeah, I mean, she seems cool, like, and like, no one expected to like her. I mean, I thought she was cool. I was like, oh, this girl sounds pretty cool.
And also, she knows like Duran and Blake, so I was like, and we did want
somebody that, like, it's good to have like a couple people reference, and I asked them, and they're like, yeah, she's really cool, and she came over, and she was cool, and she plays music, which I thought that was very cool too. So I'm kind of happy to maybe have another musician in the house.
That's cool.
Yeah. Pretty sure she's actually like played some pretty big shows apparently too. So that's cool. Well, yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll go on the hike with you guys. Maybe I'll just meet you over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be like a little bit later in the afternoon, like 3 or so.
Okay. I'll let you know.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll keep you posted on the lost audio.
The lost tapes.
All
right. Later.